This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the anti-paper leak bill proposing tougher penalties and fast-track courts to curb exam malpractices yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. The legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said the amendment in the bill has been brought to make the law more stringent and ensure speedy justice in paper leak cases. Dr. Singh criticized Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi for using unparliamentary language, saying it is inappropriate and unfortunate. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said, "The students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression." After the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After the passage of the bill, the upper house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The government has said that the country became free from left-wing extremism after nearly 6 decades of violence, which was once considered one of the biggest threats to the internal security. In reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Roy said that this has been achieved with resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address left-wing extremism 2015 and the coordinated efforts of centre and state governments. He informed the House that at present, no district is categorised as LWE affected. Mr. Roy added that the number of Naxal affected districts reduced from 126 to 90 in April 2018, 70 in July 2021, 38 in April 2024, 8 in December 2025, and 0 in March 2026. Drone strikes ignited fires on 2 natural gas vessels at an Egyptian port yesterday, a maritime security firm said, as the US-Iran war flared on multiple fronts in the Middle East. The attacks were on a US-owned floating storage facility and a Greek-owned tanker. No injuries were reported from the fires, according to the Egyptian Petroleum Ministry, which gave no information on the cause. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the strikes. Egypt, a close US ally and regional mediator, is one of the only countries in the Middle East to have been spared from direct military action during the war. India produced a memorable 1-2 finish on the track at the Commonwealth Games 2026 as Dilip Mahadu Gavit stormed to gold and Mohammad Basil Morsingkanath claimed silver in the men's T47 100 meter on day 7 of the games in Glasgow. Gavit produced a blistering finish over the final 30 meters to clock a Commonwealth Games record of 10.71 seconds and emphatically clinched the gold medal. Fellow Indian Basil was equally impressive, timing 10.83 seconds to secure silver after edging England's Kevin Santos 10.85 seconds, who settled for bronze. The medals were India's second gold and third medals of the day after long jumper Murali Sri Shankar had earlier opened the day's account with a silver in the men's long jump. The silver medal also made Sri Shankar the first Indian men's long jumper to win 2 Commonwealth Games medals. India now ranks at 8th position, taking the country's overall tally to 15 medals, 3 gold, 9 silver and 3 bronze. In Odisha, heavy rains and rising rivers have triggered a severe flood situation, claiming 4 lives and affecting nearly 4 lakh people. The administration has intensified rescue and relief operation as the flood situation continues to remain critical. Meanwhile, in Assam, the relief and rehabilitation efforts are continuing on a war footing in the worst flood-affected districts of Sivasagar, Golaghat, Charaideo and Jorhat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.